When it comes to computers and operating systems, it can seem quite complicated. And that's why it's good that RNIB have a Technology for Life team to answer your questions. And Windows 10, well, there's been a bit of an update with that. And joining me now is Mohammed Atif. Hello.
Hello, Simon.
And tell us a bit about this then. It's an update for Windows 10. What does Windows 10 do then for those that aren't familiar?
Windows 10 is the latest and greatest operating system. It was released in 2015 by Microsoft, and they've recently released an update called Windows 10 Creator, which you don't have to do anything if you're a Windows 10 user already, because it will be pushed to your computer when it's good and ready to be pushed to your computer, basically. It was released on April the 11th, and there's various 3D and gaming features that are included now. The other thing that's also included, we are assuming at this stage, we obviously don't have the update to show or to demonstrate, but it has been told or has been rumored that the Microsoft Edge browser and the Mail app, which were previously inaccessible with screen readers and whatnot, will now be accessible, especially with their own built-in screen reader called Narrator.
See, that's the thing that frustrates me about some of these things, because I'm a bit of a technophobe, as you know, Mohammed, and you get used to one sort of way of working and you find your way around it, and then there's an update like this and it can throw everything into disarray.
The thing is with this one, Simon, you don't have to use the features that are being released because they are, you know, the 3D thing without, you know, with the drawing and then the... where you can connect to your Xbox and broadcast your gaming live. So you can put it on social media or share with your friends or whatever. That's not something that I will be using. And it's very rare for an assistive technology user, especially if you're using speech such as JAWS, NVDA, things like this, that you're going to be doing gaming and 3D drawing and all these kind of things anyway. So these apps will be there in the next update of Windows 10, which is called Creator, once it's pushed to your computer, but you don't have to use them. It may put an icon on your desktop. It will definitely put an icon in your programs menu, but they are there and they have released keyboard shortcuts to activate and use these features, but you don't have to use them if you don't want to or if you can't.
So is it likely that if you get this update, it's not like a complete change, so you're going to have to learn everything all over again?
Absolutely not. Everything will be more or less exactly where it is. Your start menu will be there, and you can access that in a normal way. Your taskbar, your desktop, your notification area, everything will be the same. You may find some changes in the settings application in Windows 10 to compensate for the new features that have been introduced. So you may see something to do with displays and colors and whatnot as well. And a new feature also, just to let you know, that's been released with Windows 10 is something to reduce. I mean, Apple have already done this in terms of on their iPhones. We've got something called night mode. And Windows 10 and Microsoft have now done this as well now. So when you're using the computer at night, for example, you can reduce the blue light that comes from your machine. That is particularly useful for magnification users and people with vision that are using the screen and use it sort of quite frequently. If you're an assistive technology user using speech, for example, again, that will not be that significant, if I'm honest. To tell you the truth, Simon, if you are using magnification and you are a gamer, and you have vision and you use a screen regularly, this update will be sort of for you. If, for example, if you're like me, for example, and use speech, it probably won't have that much bearing. But for those people that are using magnification, are into gaming, it will be a great update.
Just as an aside, Mohammed, you're talking about this is an update, for instance. Somebody like myself who's got a computer at home, which I've had for a number of years, and I have an old, basically almost out-of-date operating system. How do you go about updating that?
What operating system do you use at the moment, Simon?
I'm ashamed to say I've still got Vista on my computer.
Okay. It is recommended that you update well, sort of straight away, really. Microsoft aren't supporting Vista anymore. This is the problem, because you can't sort of get security updates for it or any kind of feature updates for it anymore at all. It's like feeding a plant and then stop feeding it. So obviously your plant's going to die. And if you were to upgrade to the latest, you would need new hardware as well, meaning you would need a new computer, if I'm completely honest with you.
So basically, my computer's defunct?
That's not the words I always use, but in your words, yeah, I suppose it is.
But the thing is, it's a serious thing, that it leaves you vulnerable, doesn't it, if you're using an operating platform that isn't supported?
Absolutely. You hear of hacking and scams and people ringing people. You know, you're getting things like, you know, we're from Microsoft or we're from such and such an organization and your computer's been hacked into and all this. People are very vulnerable to these things. And, you know, the internet is a magnificent thing if used in the right way. And if it's not used in the right way, it can be a very dark and dangerous place. That's why you should have the latest operating system, the latest updates to that operating system, and the latest antivirus internet security software, and keep that completely up to date as well for your own peace of mind and for the peace of mind of your family.
Well, if you're sitting there thinking, well, I didn't realise that my computer's quite old, or I'd like some more advice on these kind of things because I know about as much about technology as Simon does, then you'll want to get in touch with RNIB Technology for Life team. How do we do that, Mohammed?
There's two ways of getting in touch, Simon. The best way, I would say, is by calling our helpline on 0303-123-9999 and talk to us via the telephone. If you have a computer already and you have access to email, you can call TFL, which is Tango Foxtrot Lima, at rnib.org.uk, and we'll be able to get in touch with you within about 2 working days.
And remember, you can talk about anything else to do with technology. It might be to do with antivirus, could be to do with accessible phones, anything. Just get in touch with the team. They love to help you. It's been great chatting with you, Mohammed. We will speak to you again very soon.
Pleasure. Thank you.